Hey there, I'm Alisa Ali. This week on the Alternate Side In Session, we're offering up some hospitality. The Brooklyn band Hospitality started out in 2007 when college pals Amber Papini and Nathan Michelle formed the band with Brian Betancourt. The group performed around New York City for a while before they released their self-titled EP, which brought them into the spotlight. They're now signed to Merge Records, who've recently released their self-titled full-length debut. Hospitality will be opening up for Tennis on March 3rd and 5th here in New York City, but you can catch a live interview and performance from the band right now on the Alternate Side. Alisa Ali live in Studio A with the Brooklyn band Hospitality, who've recently released their self-titled full-length debut album on Merge Records. They're here today to talk about the new record and play some live songs from it too, so welcome and thank you guys so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Why don't we start off by making some introductions? Can you, I know the drummer doesn't have a mic, but somebody can introduce him. And then yourselves.
I'm Brian, I play bass.
I'm Nathan, I play guitar.
I'm Amber, I sing and I play guitar.
David plays drums.
David, he plays drums.
Okay, all right. Well, thank you guys so much for coming in. And what say we start this session off with a song?
All right, sounds good.
Which one are you going to play?
It's called All Day Today.
Version of All Day Today from Hospitality here in Studio A. That was great, guys. Thank you.
Thank you.
So that is a song from their brand new album, self-titled, Hospitality. You guys did put out an EP before, though, didn't you?
Yeah, we did. We put one out in 2009, 2008. What is it, Brian?
I don't know.
How did
nobody know?
I never understand how people are like, yes, in 1987, I did this. Like, I don't even know what I did on Wednesday.
Yeah, we can't keep track, so.
It's hard.
Yeah, we recorded in our apartment. It was like a sort of a demo on 4-track.
You guys all live together?
No. In an apartment in Red Hook, Brooklyn. And it was on 4-track and recorded, produced by Carl Blau.
Yeah.
He's on K Records.
Yeah. Interesting story about how you guys were approached by Carl. What was the deal that he struck up with you guys?
We had been on the same bill at the cake shop in Manhattan, and he saw a sound check and he said that he'd love to record us in exchange for being his backing band on a couple songs. And fortunately that only happened once, but
did you say fortunately or
unfortunately? Yeah, definitely unfortunately. It was really fun.
Okay.
And he's a great guy.
What a great deal.
Yeah.
You can't say no to that. That's great.
Yeah, it's pretty sweet.
Have you guys ever thought about being like band for hire? That's a really good idea.
Yeah, yeah.
So you have thought about this.
Wait, what's a band for hire?
Oh, like
that's what you guys were. You guys were basically a band for hire.
Right.
Yeah,
for other
true.
People, right? Because I feel like there's a lot of musicians out there who, you know, when you're first starting out and you decide, I want to be a musician, it's just you, you know, but you may be writing all these different parts and then you don't have anyone to back you up. You got to make these friends. Like, how did you guys meet?
Yeah, well, first me and Nathan met at a music party. Well, it was a music school party. He was in music school at the time. And it was like,
music party.
I love music parties.
Yeah, they're fun.
Actually, we're having a music party right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and then we met Brian, and Brian joined the band.
So you guys were in music school together.
Yeah, he was in the music school. I was in the theater department.
Ah, okay. So the theater guys and the music guys, they did play well together because sometimes there's a divide.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah. Now, we met, we hit it off. Yeah, we were both music lovers.
Yeah.
That's what I think brought us together.
Yeah. Amber, you probably knew that you wanted to, even though you were in the theater, you probably knew you wanted to make music, right?
Definitely, yeah.
Right.
I was doing music for theater at the time, so.
Musical theater.
Well, yeah. Well, music. I was doing sound design, so I was like writing music for plays and.
Oh, that's cool. Sound design.
Yeah.
That's got a cool ring to it.
Yeah, so it's kind of technical, kind of creative.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like radio.
Kind of.
You know,
yeah.
You have to know Pro Tools and you have to write and.
Next step, scoring films for you, perhaps.
Perhaps, yeah.
Right. But right now we are focused on this current project, which is Hospitality. And really exciting that you guys got signed to Merge, right? So were you surprised by that at all? Or were you shopping your record out to like everyone? How did that work?
A friend of ours who named Scott Jacobson, who is a video director and a comedy writer, he had approached us about doing a video for one of our songs from the EP. And I don't know why we were, you know, we said, oh yeah, we'd love to make a video with you because we liked his stuff. And, but you know, we're working on this new record and we'll send you a copy when we're finished. So we did that and he really liked it a lot. And he kind of took it upon himself to send it around to different labels, which
what
was
a guy.
Yeah, super nice. And,
yeah.
And he had done a video for Superchunk, so he knew the Merge people, and you know they were one of the labels he sent it to, and they liked it. So
yeah, well, certainly a good label to be on, huh?
Yeah.
So
cool.
How about we hear another song?
All right, good.
Cool.
Which one?
Friends of Friends. All the same.
have the burn black hair. I'd rather be home. My president's there.
Times. I love that song.
Thanks.
It is called Friends of Friends from Hospitality, and that was a live version of it here in Studio A. That song is from their full-length debut album, Hospitality. Friends of Friends. So, you guys, one thing that I really enjoy, you know, personally, because I'm from New York and I live here, and I love a New York shout-out. That's great. Not that we've, you know, there's no shortage of New York references in places, but I do like that. You're not originally from New York, Amber, but how long have you been living here now?
I think about 6 years, 7 years.
Going back to Kansas City?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
No.
You probably have like a huge network of friends who are also in bands, correct?
We know some people.
Yeah,
you know some people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Brian, you played with White Rabbits, right?
Mm-hmm.
Those guys are awesome too. And I noticed that you guys played with Wild Flag.
Yeah, that was really fun.
How awesome was that?
It was great.
What a great band.
Yeah, they're amazing.
Really inspiring.
And so I wanted to talk about video, and then the Wild Flag thing will come into place. This makes a lot of sense in my head. I saw a video that you guys did, and it was a promo video for Hospitality that featured a very cute kitty. If you guys listening haven't seen this promo video, you should check it out. It's on their YouTube account. It's really, really funny and cute. And I love the combination of comedy and music. And although, I don't know, to me that cat is funny.
I think so too, yeah.
It's very fat, that's for sure.
Whose cat is that?
It's my roommate's.
Oh, man.
His name is Oscar.
Oscar.
He's really fat.
He is real, but the fatter the better.
For video, yeah.
For video?
In my book.
I like that concept of doing promos that way. I saw that you guys also did another one like that. I think it featured the cat as well.
Yeah, there's a theme.
I see the theme, and I like where you're going with this as an animal lover. I like that idea of doing like promo like that, like a quick little video. Is that something that you guys, you know, are planning to do more of? Because I only saw three of them on there.
Well, Brian's done all of them. I think it's Brian, you know, Brian's done a really great job, and I would like to see more.
Well, we'll see. It's fun. It's easy. Yeah. I majored in film in college. So
oh, you did?
I have a lot of experience.
Uh-huh.
No, really.
Well, I think it is very cool. And so that's why I was sort of joking around with the whole Wild Flag Carrie Brownstein thing with, you know, hey, talk to Carrie. Get in on, like, Portlandia. Make a green... Wait, what part of Brooklyn are you guys from?
South Brooklyn all over,
okay,
yeah.
That's
South
good.
Brooklyn, yeah.
So South Brooklyn, maybe new series for you guys.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah,
it's just an idea. Just throwing stuff out there, see what sticks.
We could do that.
Yeah. What you could definitely do and what you're good at for sure is music. I'd love to hear another song. Which one will we hear now?
How about Monkey?
Okay.
Monkey.
Blocks, trees, stains. most of these, like a monkey on its side, a candle on its back, take them for a ride.
Hospitality live in Studio A, and that song was called Monkey. That song, trying to throw a monkey wrench in my plans here, that song not on the album. Tell me about it. Where is it to be found, aside from where you just played it?
Well, yeah, that's a new song that, you know, probably will be on our next record. It's a new one by Nathan.
You guys split the songwriting duties?
Well, on this record, all the songs are by me and arranged by these guys in Hospitality collaboratively, and but next record, who knows?
Ah, okay. Yeah. So are you constantly writing as well?
Yeah, I try to keep up with writing. I've been a little busy with just rehearsing and touring, and it's definitely good practice just to write. You know, I try to keep up my chops.
Yeah, I hear you. So if you guys were to go into the studio tomorrow to make a new album, not rushing you or anything because this album is pretty new, would you already have a bunch of songs to put on the new record?
There's a few in the works, maybe. You know, I think we have like maybe three, four,
yeah,
four songs in the works.
We'd have to go write more songs. we don't have enough.
We're not that prolific. Sorry. So unless we use some old songs, I guess. We have a lot of old songs that we...
So are you guys writing together at this point yet, or no? It's still sort of separate?
Yeah, I would say it's pretty separate. I work by myself, lay down the lyrics and the chords and the melody, and then bring it to Nathan and Brian. And then Brian will come up with his part. And at the time, when we were a trio, I can't solo, and... You know, I would always say, it's time for a solo. And Brian would, write a solo. When he was playing bass, it would be a bass solo. Cool bass solo. It was like in Friends of Friends.
Yeah. I do appreciate a bass solo. There's not a lot of that going on. Well, in your band there is, but in other bands, not so much.
Yeah.
What do you notice about the difference in writing style between you and Nathan?
Nathan, yeah. What do you think, Nathan?
Well, my lyrics are kind of don't make much sense. Her lyrics are more, I think, meaningful in a kind of narrative way. I don't know. It's a complicated question. It's hard to answer.
Hard to judge your own writing. I mean, that's difficult to say.
Maybe Brian knows.
Well, see, that's what I think is interesting. So you did a good description of Amber's. Her writing style.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, Nathan. Yeah, I think Nathan's lyrics are really poetic, and more psychedelic, and he's such a strong writer. I think just harmonically, and I think Monkey is a really strong, powerful song.
Mm-hmm. And Animal.
And Animal, yes.
I'm live in Studio A with the band Hospitality. And I've been having a great time hanging out with you guys. I'd love to end this session with one more song, though.
Yeah, let's do it.
Could you do one more? Which one will you do?
8th Avenue?
Yeah, 8th Avenue.
8th Avenue.
All right. Video games, books on the back. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you.
You'll have to come back up and see us again sometime.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah.
That's Hospitality on this week's The Alternate Side in Session. This session was engineered by Aaron Wilson and produced by me, Elisa Ali. Visit thealternateside.org for more exclusive conversations and performances, and join us this time next week when Portland singer-songwriter Laura Gibson stops by the studio. Thanks for listening.